We got the best news today. As you know, the Rochester City School District has been expanding their music offerings over the past few years, including our Pride of Rochester Marching Band, which we are so thrilled about. We have our very first out-of-state trip coming up soon, and we had been waiting on a custom-built truck, and it just arrived today to carry all of our things in the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up this weekend, as well as out of state to Hershey Park for our very first out of state competition this spring.
Fantastic. Now, some of our listeners, I can just hear them saying, wait a minute, there's a marching band, there's a Pride of Rochester marching band. I don't know about this. I know there are some listeners that have not heard that there is a city marching band. Tell us about it.
If you can believe it, we've been around for about 5 years, and we are building and growing every day the marching arts program in the city schools, reviving a really strong tradition. Back in the 40s and 50s, there were marching bands at every single city high school, and you can see some reminders of that when you go and visit those locations. But for a variety of reasons, the programs died out over the years. About 5 years ago, as part of a major expansion and reinvestment in the arts in the city school district, the city school district chose to start the Pride of Rochester Marching Band, giving our students in the city schools a unique opportunity. There's not really a program like this in Western New York, and if you're talking about urban districts. We go year-round. It's phenomenal as an access point for all the students that feel like they don't fit in anywhere else. They come year-round and learn to march, learn to play their instruments. We have a variety of extremely talented staff with a significant background in both local, state, and national marching arts competitively that are instructing kids. And we've expanded from a small, humble group of 12 several years ago to about 50 students now in both winds as well as in our color guard. And you can find us in literally every single city parade and event year round.
That is fantastic. Now, the students, the members of the band, are they from different high schools in and around Rochester?
We are a district-wide marching band, and we are really unique in that because we do not have a specific high school we draw from. Another really unique thing about our marching band, typically when you think about a marching band in other cities, you're thinking about students in high school, grades 9 through 12. Our marching band chooses to take students from grades 4 all the way through grade 12. So you have this wide array of diverse students from every program. We have what I might term quite possibly the largest special education population for any marching band in Western New York. We work with them right in the marching program and give them equal access. We have girls, we have boys, we have 10-year-olds marching next to 18-year-olds. Giving that opportunity for mentorship and leadership to our teenagers, which has made them grow and blossom as both musicians and human beings.
What color are their uniforms? That's the important thing.
Super important. We recently, this year, received our very first brand new uniforms. You can look for us in black and gold every parade, the Pride of Rochester.
Very nice. Now, what are the needs of your department? You run the instrument repair program through the city schools. You're doing this marching band. What do you guys need to push this program down to, like, the next level?
Well, what we're looking for, now that we are almost set on traditional instruments, we're looking for increasing access for students that don't feel like they fit in with a trumpet or a trombone. We're increasing our programs at most high schools with Little Kids Rock Foundation and establishing non-traditional ensembles, meaning rock bands. The Joe Bonamassa Foundation recently sponsored the start of a program at school number 58, and we are looking for people in our community who have been unbelievably supportive, along with the Rochester Education Foundation's Spring for Music instrument drives. They've donated thousands of instruments to our schools to help support our programs. So if you're looking around and spring cleaning in your closet and you see your old electric guitar or a microphone or a speaker or a drum set and you're thinking, ugh, I could really use this space, you know who could use it more? our city school students. They are so blessed by every amazing new instrument that comes in. It allows them to not have to go out and take money from their parents to go buy a drum set, to go buy an electric guitar to get instruction. We can provide that for them free of charge.
That's fantastic. I had no idea. What a great idea. There's a lot of dad bands out there that, you know, maybe their ears are perking right now. Like, yeah, I have that old electric guitar and I upgraded and I still have the old guitar. Maybe there's someone out there. Now, tell us a story. You see a lot of instruments come in. Do you see some really rare specimens, some, you know, odd things that have come into your life that you've, you know, talked about at home?
We get the most colorful, wonderful donations from our community. And in fact, last week, we had a really interesting donation come into the shop. One of our teachers that was volunteering her time to play test instruments when the people donate came across an oboe. And she said, "This is an unbelievable Luray, professional quality, orchestral quality oboe. These don't just come in off the street. Where did this come from?" And she went home and she checked in the case and checked the serial numbers and found the previous owner of the oboe. The previous owner of the oboe passed in 2009 and was a principal double reed player for the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
And his family, following his passing, was so gracious as to give that to the city's schools. And there is a student at the School of the Arts that recently started oboe in the last 3 years, and we were short on oboes to give to students. And this amazing professional-grade oboe is going to go straight to this student and help her in her studies at the Eastman, in her studies at School of the Arts, and hopefully, perhaps one day, travel right to college with her as she grows in, as a musician.
That's a fantastic story. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you're looking for all kinds of instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So say someone's listening right now and they have an instrument, you know, that they haven't touched in a long time, maybe, you know, 10 years, 20 years. What are some things they can look for when they think about donating it to the Rochester Education Foundation or to your program?
If you're thinking about donating, we will take everything. As long as it's in any kind of working condition at all, we have a dedicated team of both repair techs and teacher volunteers that come into the shop. If you're thinking, "Oh, I don't even know, this looks a little broken," we'll take it because we have the ability to repair and rehabilitate music instruments at our repair shop on the Edison campus. So we would be blessed by any donation at all. And even if you have an instrument that you're not sure even can be rehabilitated, our visual arts part of the department is always looking for still life examples and opportunities to turn that piece of instrument that might be destined for the dump, upcycle it to a beautiful new piece of art for our students across the district.
Oh, fantastic. That's a great idea. Tell us, Allison, about, you know, the effects you see of making art, making music on the students that you encounter. I mean, you have a bird's eye view of the whole program. You know, what is the power of music to change and transform students' lives?
I have seen for 13 years in the Rochester City School District such an impact of the performing arts and visual arts on our students, I think more so even than anywhere else. The arts give our students the opportunity to feel like they belong, to engage in a part of their academic day in a different way that honors both their personhood as well as their creativity. I'd like to talk for a minute about my Jonah. Is that all right?
Oh, please.
I'd like to tell Jonah's story. Jonah Barley was a student of mine at school number 16 many years ago. And he came into the program really struggling behaviorally. He was in school suspension every other week. He really struggled with his school day and engaging appropriately with his academics due to a variety of reasons. He loved singing and he loved dancing and he loved being in chorus. So we had a conversation, Jonah and I, the June of his fifth grade year. And I said, Jonah, you want to be in chorus, so here's the deal. I need you to be on time every day. I need you to do what you need to do in your classes, and I need you to avoid in-school suspension. Really use your strategies to keep yourself in line. If you can do that, you will be my new dance captain. Jonah, between September and January of the following year, went from several times a week in school suspension to none. He changed his life through the power of music. He was phenomenal. I took him everywhere. That year, my performing arts program went to 17 shows all throughout the community, and Jonah was the star. And you could see from his entire demeanor, he engaged in his classroom in a totally different way because he had something that kept him coming to school every day. I've used Jonah's story with many little boys across the city school district for years since then of what you can do if you put your passion first. Unfortunately, Jonah is no longer with us. He was one of the boys that was murdered at the Boys and Girls Club. But his impact is still being felt throughout our community every time I tell the story.
Oh, that's so moving. Now, you know, we hear a lot about the economic disparity in Rochester in the school system, the segregation, the fact that Rochester is, you know, shamefully one of the poorest cities in New York State. What about this education system would you change if you had, you know, a magic wand? To what would you want people to understand about? I can't even form the right question. How can we make a difference? How can we build on the work that you're doing already as a community?
What we're looking for is everybody to do their part to stem the tide of inequity. You might be thinking, well, I don't have any instruments at home. How can I help? You can use the whole concept of time, talent, and treasure. If you don't have treasure, you don't have funds to donate, your time is the most valuable thing that you can do for a child. If you are somebody that's looking to volunteer, go to a school in your community. Ask for the opportunity to assist in a music class if you have a musical background. A friend of mine that was a piano student and retired ended up coming and volunteering in my classroom full time for 4 years. And he was able to be a blessing to every student that he came across. Just seeing that support from the community. Our students are so wonderful, so vibrant, and so much more than you see on TV. It transcends their circumstance. It transcends their poverty. It transcends their trauma and anything they're experiencing in this life. So if you are thinking, think time, talent, and treasure. Share your talent. If you love to do model railroading, come to a school. Offer your talent. You never can tell what's going to make a student come alive.
That's a wonderful place to end. Allison, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want to take this opportunity to thank our community. Our community, the Rochester area, is so unbelievably supportive of music. It has transcended all of our expectations. When we first started the Spring for Music drive as Rochester Education Foundation, as well as the Rochester City School District as the recipients, we were expecting 20 instruments here, maybe a couple of things we could rehab, nothing in good quality. As you can see over the years, if you go on the Rochester Education Foundation's website, the support has been unbelievable. We have a local couple, Charlie and Dot, that donate their time to purchase, rehabilitate, and donate hundreds of instruments, just the two of them. We have folks coming to the booth at the Jazz Festival. That's coming up. Donating instruments that they have found, pianos that they have found, electric keyboards, anything that they can to help. The one thing I always hear our community say when I talk about being a city school music teacher is, how can I help? And that is amazing to live in a community like that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your coming in.